Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Hangout in the Holy Land, the official podcast of LandGrantHolyLand.com, your official free premier resource for all things Ohio State news and Ohio State athletics. I am your intrepid host. This is Matt Brown. I'm the managing editor of LandGrantHolyLand.com. Good to be back here with you. It is a Wednesday afternoon when we're taping this here, and I am tanned, I am rested, I am ready to dive back into the blog everything. I had been out for about a little over the last week or so on vacation. Went with my family to the Outer Banks, North Carolina, which was wonderful. Although for all of you new parents or potential new parents listening to the show, I just want to offer some quick advice. That a very wise coworker here of mine at SB Nation told me that I would bear an additional testament to. If you are bringing small children on vacation, you are not actually on vacation. You are just parenting without the home field advantage. So it was wonderful to be out in the sand. It was less wonderful trying to keep a 10-month-old from eating all of the sand and all of the things that unfortunately come with babies eating sand. But that's all done. I'm back at the office now. It's nice and quiet. I have a chance to think, and I came back just in time because really the last big event in the Ohio State offseason before the actual season starts is Friday Night Lights, which is coincidentally coming up this Friday at Ohio Stadium. And joining me to help us break down Friday Night Lights and explain that here is our recruiting analyst Caleb Hauser. Caleb, how you doing, buddy?
Doing real well. Always good to talk Buckeye football.
It's always good to talk about Buckeye football. So, and particularly with this week coming up here, as this is one of the bigger weeks or weekends for Buckeye football over the summer, with Friday Night Lights coming up. And for if you're a new Buckeye fan or somebody who does not follow the twists and turns of recruiting, would you mind explaining to us real quick just what exactly this is?
Right on. So, I mean, Friday Night Lights camp is one of the premier camps in Ohio State's camp circuit. There's one-day camps, and this is the final one of the season before, you know, like you said, we get rolling into fall football camp. But this Friday night will be Friday Night Lights camp under Urban Meyer and the rest of the coaching staff. It's a kind of a one-night position camp. It's only a couple hours long, but we're seeing some recruits from all over the country, whether committed or uncommitted to various programs, come in, and they compete in basically just competition drills, position camps, and they're able to work with one-on-one and, with teammates or, various commits with Ohio State staff and compete. And it's a great opportunity for the fans to come as it's an open venue and, let recruits and targets see, how much Buckeye Nation really supports this program.
Yeah, the environment, it seems like to me, is what really helps set this apart from other specific camps. You know, like you had mentioned, earlier in the summer, there might have been a lineman camp that's for one day or a camp here for wide receivers. But here, this is in Ohio Stadium. It's under lights. You're going to have the PA system and the sound, blaring highlights here from the playoffs, and it's trying to replicate the authentic playing at Ohio Stadium experience. And then people come. It's open to the public. Do you know about how many people typically come to these kinds of things? I assume this is more than just recruiting analysts who show up.
Right. Yeah. Last year was a pretty good crowd. I can't give you a specific number. I was there last year for it. Like you said, the environment's crazy. Just to be able to have a camp, on that night and have all those commits, hope high profile guys come to Ohio State and compete. And the coolest thing is not only is the staff there to watch them, but these recruits are looking at the fans of Buckeye Nation in the stands. And it's almost like you're playing, a Saturday night live game, but you're at Ohio Stadium and, the fans are rocking, the music's rocking. And yeah, like you said, it's much more than just recruiting analysts. It's, kind of one of the high profile nights, and it's something that I've never seen before except for Ohio State.
Yeah, it seems that there's a couple of other schools that are following Ohio State's lead and are producing similar events. I think Georgia has one. There might be a few other SEC schools,
but Florida as well this Friday night, actually.
Florida as well, which will complicate things a little bit. But it's not a standardized thing. There aren't very many other schools that are able or that have the inclination or the resources to pull something off that's this big. So I would imagine that we could expect an awful lot of high school prospects there. Who are some of the bigger names that are going to be headed to Columbus this weekend that fans should know about?
Right off the bat, we've got a couple commits coming back to Ohio State that are already committed to our 2016 class. Austin Mack, Jake Hausman, Austin Mack just committed committed and competed in the opening and did an incredible job. And, you know, we heard, you know, many great things from him. Terrell Hall will be back. He's committed right now. Jonathan Cooper out of Columbus, who's really been blowing up the camp circuit and all summer, you know, just gained his fifth star. So, you know, congratulations to him. Wayne Davis right now is tentative. Should be back. He's another 2016 commit. And Kareem Felder will be back in, who, you know, we recently got a flip from Virginia Tech. So he will be back. So, you know, a lot of great kids in the 2016 class, as well as Demario McCall and George Hill, which will be definitely good to get him back in. You know, George Hill is one of those kids that doesn't really talk too much recruiting-wise, you know, kind of just goes about his business. And then the last one, tentative, is Tristan Wallace, who is our obvious 2016 quarterback commit for this class.
Yeah, I think it can be easy to take for granted a little bit throughout this process that so many of the kids who have committed to Ohio State or are strongly considering Ohio State don't live in Ohio. If Jonathan Cooper wants to go to Ohio State and check, you know, see where he's going to go to the college or talk to a coach, he's from Gahanna. He only has to. It's a really short drive. But if you're from Texas or you know, like here, I'm just outside of Washington D.C. We have a couple of kids who are pretty closer to where I live. That's a long day's drive. Right. And so you don't get a ton of opportunities to do that. So to get a chance to get a bunch of kids from out of the state to come who are already committed to work, to meet with their new teammates and build those relationships, certainly that seems like something that would be significant. I'm interested here. I know that last year that there were a couple of kids who committed that day. And that's kind of seen as a bit of an expectation here throughout this huge event. Ohio State doesn't have very many openings here within the 2016. with that's left. I believe that there's 17 kids committed. Ohio State might be able to take seven more. I know 25 is the limit, and there may be some kind of injury attrition, but I wouldn't expect a class nearly as big as last year's. Coming in here. So do you think that there's anybody who is attending who is likely in the class of 2016 who is likely to commit? And do you think that that there would be some amped up pressure here given that there's really not a whole lot of spots left? I mean, if there's seven, one of them's probably going to go to Bosa. So then there's only six. And so for some of these position groups, there aren't any.
I think the biggest one that I'm looking at right now is Damar Hamlin out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He's one guy in the 2016 class that I don't think you can not give him a spot to. He will be back for Friday Night Lights camp, obviously, but I look for him to pull the trigger. A lot of speculation has been going on with him. You know, even last night, I know if you're into social media on Instagram, Raekwon McMillan, which is Ohio State's middle linebacker, was posting about Damar and how excited he was to get him back on campus. And then Damar was actually on his Twitter talking about the camp and how he's excited to wear the scarlet color on Friday night. So I think that is one that I'm looking at right away, and you know, kind of seeing him as one that might be able to pull the trigger on Friday night, especially with that type of environment. It might be hard for him to not pull the trigger, and you know, someone where we don't have a lot of cornerbacks in this class yet. I think that's a position of need.
Sure, that's Damar Hamlin. He is currently rated as a four-star composite recruit out of Pittsburgh. I believe somebody who had some connections to Penn State, but is now kind of considered to be around Ohio State here or Notre Dame. Certainly somebody who's high up on those boards and would be a take for Ohio State if he decided he wanted to go there. That's one name I've heard a lot. The other name here is somebody that is a local kid who I know has been considering Ohio State for a long time, and there's been some kind of some rumor that he might be getting close to pulling the trigger. That's tight end Luke Farrell from Perry, Ohio, also a well-regarded four-star. Buckeyes already have a tight end here in this class, but I know they've wanted to take two. I know Notre Dame and a couple of other Big Ten programs have looked at Luke. Have you heard anything about his potential to recruit in the near future, or are the Buckeyes still high on his radar?
For sure. I think the Buckeyes are definitely high on Luke's radar. One thing to look at, especially with the tight ends, is, you know, many of the people think that, oh, well, we already have Jake Hausman out of Cincinnati Moeller, so, you know, the tight end class for 2016 is filled. But, you know, that's not the case. You know, Ohio State staff has gone on and saying, we don't know why people think that. We're just as high on Luke Farrell and think he's just as important as another tight end in the class in Jake Hausman. So, definitely would have to say if he pulls the trigger, then, I mean, it's one that they're obviously going to take. You know, another local kid, you know, again, the star power in Ohio this year has been off the charts, and including next year as well in 2017. So definitely look for Damar and Luke both, you know, to hopefully for the Buckeyes' sake, you know, pull the trigger and get the recruiting process going with the Buckeyes.
Sure. The way that Ohio State has recruited over the past couple of classes, it's difficult to look at too many position groups, I think, where you wouldn't say they have a lot of depth. Tight end might be one of them. Moving forward here, Marcus Baugh is somebody that had this great recruiting profile, and I know a lot of people within the program think very highly of. He's been kind of in the doghouse on and off since he's been here. And from there, you have a couple of kids who maybe are best played at a different position or who are more project recruits. So if the Ohio State is able to pick up two, I don't know if they grab two, if they miss out on Luke Farrell. I know there's a couple of other kids in the 2017 class who are highly regarded at Ohio State's after, but that I think that would certainly help. The other place is at defensive tackle. I know that Ohio State is in on several very highly regarded targets right now. I saw, or the 247 reported this earlier today, that a very high four-star Antoine Jackson, the defensive tackle from Georgia, is going to be at Friday Night Lights as well. I don't know if he's somebody who's likely to commit. I know that he has Auburn on his list and a couple other big-time programs. But getting him on campus again is probably a big thing here for the Buckeyes. Do you know of anything else that might be happening either with him or with other potential defensive tackles here over the weekend?
Yeah, for sure. I would say, Malik Barrow is tentatively going to come. He's already committed to the 2016 Buckeye class. He's at IMG in Florida right now. But, you know, like you said, Antoine Jackson actually, I believe it was just last week or 2 weeks ago, maybe at the most, gave his top two, and they're even right now with Auburn and Ohio State. So, you know, to get a kid from Georgia to come up to Ohio State, and one thing to look at, this camp is all on their own dimes. So to get them to come back up and to travel and with the financial, you know, with gas or, you know, airfare is, you know, one thing that's definitely something to look at. You know, their interest is obviously high, but Antoine Jackson will be back on campus Friday night. And I think that, you know, only goes to help, you know, solidify the, you know, relationships that he's building with, you know, Larry Johnson, his defensive line coach. I think that's something to, you know, look at. I don't think he would commit this weekend. I think he was one to kind of take the recruiting process into the home stretches at near February and signing day. And I think Auburn, Ohio State will stay at the top, but this is definitely, again, you know, a visit for him that'll kind of solidify his Ohio State love and, you know, maybe, you know, lead them to be the only true leader for his sake coming up in 2016.
Sure. One of the big things about these camps, just given the way the numbers are set up right now, I imagine this would be a priority for Ohio State's coaching staff, is a chance to be able to really kind of cement yourself, build those relationships with kids who aren't likely to commit for a little while. Ohio State, as it stands right now, has the best, the top-ranked class for 2017, next year. And on one hand, like, that's amazing. And you look at some of the names here and the offer letters on this list for who they already have, that 8-man class. And it's easy to be very excited. If you just look at the 247 composite score, the 8 kids that Ohio State has for 2017, that's a higher rating than the 21 kids that Iowa has for this class. But I imagine that trying to build the relationships with some of the kids here for next year or even beyond would also be a priority, just because there's only so many more people they can take in 2016. Do you know of anybody for the 2017 or even potentially the 2018 class who is coming here for Friday Night Lights that Ohio State fans should be, just aware of, and two, of anybody who may potentially want to pull the trigger a little bit early?
I think one to look at right away is a kid out of Cleveland. His name's Jalen Harris. He's a Buckeye lean at this point right now. He's a 2017 wide receiver. I think that's one to look at right away to get him back onto campus. You know, this is his home state. This is his home team. And, you know, anything that can happen on Friday Night Lights camp with that environment. But I think that's one to look at. One that I am kind of bummed about, I was really hoping that Trayvon Grimes, the number one overall receiver in the 2017 class, would be back up in Columbus for this camp. He was there last year, with the Friday Night Lights camp only as a sophomore. But he will be at Florida Friday night for the University of Florida's Friday Night Lights camp, which I definitely think is kind of a spinoff from Urban Meyer. He started it there and, you know, brought it here. But Jalen Harris is one to look at. Javonte Richardson is another one in the wide receiver class. And that's kind of tough for me because there's already so many out-of-state prospects that are so high in the Buckeyes. To look at the in-state prospects, they're really going to have to kind of show out, you know, to get the love that they want from the Ohio State staff.
Yeah, the direction for wide receiver recruiting, I think, is going to be really interesting for both this class and the next one. The Buckeyes have picked up a ton of well-regarded young wide receiver prospects in the last couple of classes here. Not too many of them have really gotten a lot of extended burn on the field. I think we'll see more about that after this year when Michael Thomas probably leaves and Corey Smith is gone, and we get to see some more of these guys on here so we can see how the depth chart's going to shake out. But Ohio State's got at least one really good wide receiver in this class already. They're definitely trying to get at least one more. I don't know if they lead any of their 2016 targets at the moment, but you're right. I mean, like 2017 is going to be another strong class for Ohio high school football. There's some really big names. Grimes seems to be a big Ohio State lean. He's a St. Thomas Aquinas kid. That's a high school where the Buckeyes have had a lot of success pulling students like Bosa. Right. So that could potentially be a year where we see a lot of good kids, you know, potentially even four-star kids who want to be Buckeyes end up at Michigan State or end up at Penn State or end up at some of these other places just because there isn't enough room. Yeah. And you're right. Well, what happens in this camp could potentially go a long way there because this is a good way here to simulate an environment like a major college event.
Yeah, one more thing to look at on the offensive side of the ball before I switch it up a little bit is Bruce Judson, who just visited Florida State and also visited Auburn and, you know, was just in Georgia as well. The kid has had quite the summer. You know, he's been all over the nation, you know, with these various one-day camps at various schools. He is right now an Ohio State commit, committed this, I believe, this past March. So he's been in the class for a little while. He's a 2017 class kid, and I'm really excited for him to be back. You know, follow him on Twitter and on Instagram, you know, and he definitely looks excited to be back in Ohio State. And one thing to mention with him is a lot of people said that, well, Florida State, you know, is kind of getting the lean and maybe he could flip, but he has still said he's 100% solid to Ohio State, which is only good news for the Buckeye fans. On the defensive side of the ball, one that I'm looking at right now that I think is a big name for Ohio State is defensive back Richard LeCount, which is also from Georgia and a former teammate of Raekwon McMillan. I think that'll be a big-time visit for him. He was just in Ohio, had to go back to Georgia, and now he's coming back. So once again, on his own dime to come back mainly, you know, two times to Ohio State's campus in just under 2 weeks is definitely saying something of his interest level. So that's another name to look out for sure.
You bet. You bet. I think you're talking within the office. I think we set our over-under for total commitments within a 24-hour period of Friday Night Lights at 2.5. If we put the number at 2.5, and this is for any class, would you go over or under?
Me personally, I would have to say I would either stay right there or go over. I definitely don't see anything less than 2.5. It could be anywhere from 3 to 5 altogether. But I think for, you know, per class, 2016 and 2017, it should be around 2, 2.5, maybe 3 at the most. But altogether with 2016 and 17 classes, I could see anywhere from maybe 4 to even 5 commits that night.
That would be huge, and right about now is between this class and the 2017 is we're seeing I think the first real bump from Ohio State's championship and from some of the dominance they've had within the Big Ten over the last year or two. You know, it's with kids who are still have some high school football to be played, and that is another thing that I think it's important here to impress upon everybody, especially when you start looking at these 2017 kids. And we can have a good idea about what their assessments might be looking like here, but we're looking at a fair number of kids who don't even have their driver's licenses yet, right?
I mean, these kids are barely 17 and 16 years old, and for them to, you know, have to come all the way up from either Florida or Georgia or even down south anywhere else, I mean, to come all the way up to Ohio State, you know, with their parents or, you know, with coaches or friends is pretty remarkable.
Yeah. I don't know about you. I did not do anything close to that kind of travel.
No.
I mean, I think I went on like 3 campus visits outside of the state for schools, and yeah, that was a huge financial thing, and I, you know, there were places that weren't close by that I just couldn't even consider. It's a big emotional, logistical, physical, all of those tests here for kids. And as exciting as it is to look at, you know, projections for beyond here, you're looking at people who still have 2 more seasons of high school football to play. They could get hurt. They could have grade situations change. They could grow another 6 inches and decide they want to play basketball. Like you, like you have no idea. Not everybody's even done with puberty at 16. So you know, we get excited about these. You know, it's good news here for Ohio State's program. It would be very difficult, I think, to come out of this weekend as a Buckeye fan and be disappointed. But also, you know, with all of the appropriate grains of salt and caveats should apply here when we're talking about recruiting, especially kids who are not heading into their senior year of high school football.
For sure. That's definitely something that you want to take note of. I mean, these, like you said, these kids are, you know, 17 at the oldest, if they're in the 2016 and 17 classes, you know, 15 and 16 years old. But recruiting really has changed, and it's, you know, evolving, and times have definitely changed with high school football kids younger and younger. I know I saw on our list kids in the 2018 and even the 2019 class are coming to this camp. And I mean, to be recruited and, you know, have 4 years of high school football to be played, I mean, these kids are going into high school this year and they're already at a high profile camp like Ohio State's Friday Night Lights camp. Just shows, you know, for one, recruiting is changing, but two, you know, you kind of have to step up and get into the game early if you want to have those dreams of playing big time Division I football.
Yeah, I mean, I think Danny Clark committed. I think he might have committed before he started his freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
And became a big time commit after, you know, just playing 1 year. And granted, he was playing at a really high profile school in Ohio, in Canton, but dang,
yeah,
like you really are literally just a kid when you're a freshman in high school. So this is all very interesting here. We're going to have all of the detailed information on Land Grant Holy Land regarding the camp and the highlights and what's going to happen here. My gut is I personally think we're probably going to see either two or three commitments, but a couple of things really kind of came out of nowhere last year, including one kid who didn't end up with Ohio State. We wasn't even really on our radar, and he was offered on the spot, you know, kind of one of those, you got 24 hours, take it. And so you never know. But it's going to be very interesting here to watch. Lots of good news since the Buckeyes on really all levels here, as far as the recruiting is concerned, are lapping the Big Ten competition. Trying to think, other than Friday Night Lights, do you have anything else that's of note within the near future here? I'm headed to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days next week to talk with a couple of coaches and players. And then there, that kind of starts like the beginning of the next season. I don't know if there's any other like big recruiting things that are coming up or anybody else we expect to make a decision in August.
Right. I mean, these kids, you know, you're going to have to look at, it's near the end of July. It's almost August, and 2 days for these kids with their high school teams will start. The camp circuit kind of dies down. So these kids are jumping right into their season. I think one thing to note real quick is, you know, even last night we had a commitment with Jaron Cage out of Cincinnati, right? And that kind of just sets the tone for this weekend. I mean, he was going to commit this Friday Night Lights at the camp and, you know, give his pledge to the Buckeyes, and it was let out early, and he's already a part of the 2017 class, which he makes the eighth member. But, you know, like you said, I think this camp is kind of the last big highlight for the recruiting circuit of this summer, and then obviously the Buckeyes will start their team fall camp, and, you know, everybody will be on campus that is in that 2015 class, and, you know, the Buckeyes get rolling to go on that title defense, and, you know, September 9th, they'll take on Virginia Tech.
You know, as somebody here who was in charge of making sure that we publish multiple Ohio State stories a day, I cannot wait to write about actual, honest-to-goodness football.
Right.
Because as exciting as it is to get all indignant about satellite camps and whatever other crap that we're talking about here in July, I would rather not be doing that.
Right. Yeah. Ohio State football definitely takes the the cake with that one. But recruiting, I guess, we'll have to give us our little benchway before the season actually starts.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the foundation and benchmark of programs. Ohio State does not win a national championship, especially with their injuries, without multiple years of sustained excellent recruiting. Real quick here before we head out, are you planning on watching any of Big Ten Media Days at all? Is that something to, as like a, as you know, this not being your full time job, do you care?
I'm just. Definitely. I watched Big Ten Media Days last year and was glued to the television set, mainly because, you know, I like watching the interviews with, you know, Coach Meyer and, you know, whatever Buckeyes they take, you know, Braxton last year. But just excited to, you know, finally, I mean, obviously we've got the talk of the quarterback race that's coming up with, you know, our terrific Fantastic Three and JT Barrett, Braxton, and Cardale Jones. That'll be exciting for one, but, you know, with the amount of talent that we have on this team right now, I don't know how someone can't be glued to the TV set and just listening to the various conversations Meyer and whatever players they're bringing will be able to talk about with the various media that will be there, as well as, you know, getting, you know, an upside look on, you know, other teams such as Michigan State and, you know, the school up north will be able to, you know, kind of see Jim Harbaugh, you know, for the first time in Big Ten media days, and, you know, just get a look at the other teams and, you know, a feel for how they're going to be able to compete this season. So I'll be glued to my TV set for sure again.
Yeah, it will certainly be interesting. I know there's going to be a lot of people there. I'm interested to kind of get my first personal taste of the Harbaugh experience. I have not talked to him before or been in a room with him, and I imagine there's going to be a lot of Michigan media members that are going to be interested in talking to him. I don't know, but it's always good to see a bunch of people that you don't get to talk to all that often, and we'll try to get some interesting questions here to the players. Caleb, it's been a pleasure here. Real quick, where can we find you on the internet for your the information that you're dropping?
Land Grant Holy Land. My username is just Caleb Hauser. My Twitter, which I use the most for recruiting, is Caleb Hauser 9. So just my first and last name and the number 9. Go ahead and check out my account this weekend, as I will be actually at Friday Night Lights camp this coming Friday, and I'll be posting, you know, all the good pictures and vines of all the guys that are there, and, you know, doing my best to let Buckeye fans around the country and especially in Ohio know what's going on at that camp that night.
Excellent, excellent. So be sure to give Caleb a follow. Caleb, thank you again for taking some time to break this down. I look forward to editing and reading and just, you know, figuring out everything with you, what's going to be happening here this weekend. I imagine it's going to be exciting things here for Ohio State. In the meantime, you can also follow me. I am at MattSBN. Our site is at LandGrant33. We have lots of stories that will be coming up on Ohio State recruiting over the next couple of days, and then as we transition into Big Ten Media Days. If you have any questions for us to handle on this podcast, or just in general, shoot me an email. I'm at matt.brown@sbnation.com. In the meantime, we look forward to catching up with you guys in a couple of days. Thanks for listening, and go Bucks. Thank you.